SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have you aboard. We have a lot to do tonight. Very busy show. As in the first hour, we will get through all the rest of the bowl games. That's right. All the Saturday games. All the Monday games, including, of course, the college football playoff semifinals. We'll do picks and preview for all that in Hour 1, Hour 2, NFL, Week 17, massive weekend, all the trimmings, everything you could ever possibly want right here on CNL. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Encyclopedia running lean. This is it, Carver. Final stretch run before the college football playoffs. Whip it.
Well, I mean, I don't like going too nuts about myself, but I mean, I've rang off 11 in a row now here in the bowl picks. So,
all right, hero.
So, you know.
All right, hero. All right. What do I have? A 3-game lead?
Let me add in today's games quickly. So 17-11 plus 3-0. So I'm at 20-11 now.
All right, what
am I? That's with hitting 11 in a row. And then you were 20-8 with 3-0. So 23-8. So 3-game lead for you.
15 games over 500.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night. Plenty of bowl action here. We do have Missouri and Ohio State kicking off momentarily as well. Hour 2, we'll get into all the NFL for Saturday and Sunday. One game Saturday night, of course, the Lions and the Cowboys. And we have the picks for Week 17 as well. So as me and Joe were just saying, both of us 3-0 so far today. With these, we both had Kentucky. I had Notre Dame -6.5. You were able to crawl over that over. In the rolling hills of El Paso. I don't know about blew right through it.
48
wait,
points.
You know, you were sweating at it at the start of the fourth quarter. You didn't think that.
I'm not going to answer that. That's insignificant.
Be careful.
Talking a big game, 11-0 on now, a Friday night.
And then
big
Memphis game. With the outright win over Iowa State. Over for me, Memphis for you. So 3-0 for both of us today, which is nice. We just mentioned it, 23-8, and then 20-11.
Who's 23-8? Me. That's an amazing
23-8. I know, but I've now rang off 11 in a row.
11 in a row. Forget your service. Carver and Lisi blistering college bowl picks.
Swept Wednesday, swept Thursday, and now looking to sweep Friday if Missouri can come for me.
Oh, man.
Sweep.
Where's Nunzio? Where is he?
Get him.
Pull him back.
Take him down.
Today, not tomorrow.
That's it. Now, why don't you let people know what you did here before that? They're about to kick in at Jerry's World for the Cotton Bowl Classic.
Yeah.
First New Year's Six bowl game. Yeah. Ohio State, Missouri. Now, as you know, Joe, the line in this game has been crazy. Opened with Ohio State favorite. At some point, Missouri was even like a 3-point favorite. It's fought all the way back to Ohio State. -4.5 here as they're about to kick. 51.5 is the total. I'm on Missouri. You're on Ohio State, but you're on even more than that.
I am. I just think the defense of Ohio State, offensive line, I took I got a parlay. Travion Henderson, 150+. Travion Henderson to score a touchdown. I altered the over to 36.5. Devin Brown, $175 passing. Amika Abuka, 40 receiving. And then I took a shot. They're going to run it. Travion Henderson, 175+ at +390 over. That's it. I banked on Travion Henderson. His pre-kick total is 113.5. So guess what? I only need basically 62 more yards. Let's run it. Right down his throat. Right down his throat. Right down the Tiger's throat.
Yeah, not tonight.
Oh, yeah? They're going to run. I got news for you. You're going to see a Buckeye breaking loose every time. Travion, 15, 20, 30. Take it to the house.
Take it to the house.
Beat this team like a drum. Beat them.
Beat them like a drum. Listen to you.
Beat them.
Listen to you. Listen to you.
I don't like a side in this game. I really don't. I just like Travion Henderson to break out in a big way. I like Ohio State if I had to bet it, but you're not going to get me in. You're not going to get me in just now. I want to see how this team plays. I'm serious. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, we'll get it cooking here. They're about to start. So we have Joe for us. We're going to do the rest of these games now here this entire hour. So after we come back from the break, we have, I believe it's four games on Saturday that we have to do the picks for. And then we will get into Monday. We'll do the three games of really little consequence early in the day on Monday. And then we will, of course, finish up by going in-depth on Alabama, Michigan, and Texas, Washington. And we'll look at some of these props, too, for that game, which they have up. And we'll try to get involved in at least a few of those before they get cooking here. Ohio State 2-12 all-time in bowl games versus the SEC.
Beautiful! Put it out! I love it!
They put it out.
The kibosh!
They put out the kibosh! They certainly did. That is the kibosh, that's for sure.
Last win came in the college football playoff against Alabama. They were 11.5-point dogs that day. You know how I know? Because I had them. I had Zeke.
Wow, how about that? Getting involved here, Joe.
I'm getting involved. I got to be honest, Carver. I have never been, like, the Sun Bowl is the pinnacle of my happiness.
Yeah, and what a day for Notre Dame.
I tell you what, though. Great job. That Angeli kid, let me tell you. Angeli, leave it up to the Italian.
North Jersey kid.
North, left, right. What do you want? Uppercut, Larry. Uppercut. I tell you, he hit them with so many haymakers.
Bit of a slow start.
The uppercut, Larry. I tell you, but let me just say this. I have never been happier in my two favorite bowl games, okay? Liberty Bowl and the Sun Bowl, but not in that order. Sun Bowl, Liberty Bowl, right? Because it looks fantastic on the screen. I am so down on these bowl games. Like, these other games, like, I'm, of course, going to watch them.
Right.
But, like, Saturday slate, I mean, Auburn and Maryland.
Yeah, these aren't great games.
These are not great Toledo games. Wyoming.
And especially since, like, Florida State's, like, basically bringing out, like,
I'm telling you, I'm going
prep squad
all in on
team.
Going all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're going
game.
All in on that game. Who's playing quarterback for Florida State?
Get the kid.
Get the kid in there.
Rodemaker's out. The kid.
The kid's in there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, start to get into these bowls for Saturday and Monday. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Friday night. Now, who's this, Joe? Who's this kid playing quarterback for Ohio State?
Devin Brown.
33 the kid's wearing?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, come on. Enough of this.
No good?
Yeah, I don't
know. Travion Henderson stuffed. Come on, give him a lane.
Let me tell you.
He's
Yeah, no chance there. It's a quick three and out for Ohio State.
Is this the way you're going to do? You're feeling all gassed up that you got a three and out, huh?
Quick three and out here, and the Tigers will get the football. Just about a minute into the game. Good start for the Missouri D.
I might have to go in now. You know what? I'm gonna break up your party right now.
Breaking anything up for me. I'm fine.
Well, you're 11-0. You're peacock.
I'm on a good run. I'm looking for three days in a row sweeping the board.
Billy Club special.
Now I'm with you on these games for tomorrow. These games for tomorrow are bones for the buzzards here. I mean, this is just not a great slate.
We have to start to try and turn a profit here. I like one game. I only like one game tomorrow.
You only like
I actually
one
like
game.
Two. No, I like two.
All right. Well, let's start here. We have the Peach Bowl, which is a noon East kick down in Atlanta. You get James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Lane Kiffin and the Rebs from Ole Miss. Penn State -4.5 as of right now. 49.5 is the total. Do we want to get into who's playing and who's not? Does it matter?
No, Judkins, Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart not playing?
Allen's playing. Katron Allen's playing.
Is Jackson Dart playing, you're saying?
Yes, he's got a total. I think 202.5.
Just because he's got a total doesn't necessarily mean that he's playing.
He's playing. This kid ain't going anywhere. Trust me, he's playing.
So you're all in, huh? Sounds like you're all
action
in on him, then.
Jackson Dart. Action Jackson. Who do you like? I like Action Jackson. And that's your guy, James Franklin. Billy Club Franklin.
He's my
guy. That's it.
All right.
Beat up on the mediocre competition, James.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So your boy Chop's not making it. No Chop for Penn State. Chop's sitting it out.
Does that bother you that there's no Chop? Well, what are you contemplating here? Either you like the game or you don't.
I like the game. I'm gonna take the SEC team, of course. Now Lane hasn't been good in bowls here with Ole Miss, right?
No, he's had a tough smashed by Texas Tech last year, and Franklin is a very good bowl.
And the year before, didn't he lose? What's his face? Corral in the bowl game early in the Sugar Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And they lost. They got smoked by Baylor in that game, didn't they?
Yeah.
So he ain't been good these last 2 years in a bowl. It'd be nice for him to show up in a bowl game. There's a look at that big scramble by Cook right there. Gets Missouri out to midfield. Let's go here, Tiger
Kids
football.
Talking a big game. Kids talking a big game early.
Ohio against the world. Yeah.
That's right.
Day.
It's always been Ohio versus everybody.
Yelling at a 90-year-old man.
Oh, you're still upset that they bashed Holtz.
Him.
Well, Holtz every now and then, I mean, gets off his rocker.
Take it with a grain of salt. An old man. It's Ryan Day, such a loser.
Where are you running now, Schrager?
Can't stand him.
Where you going?
I'm taking Ole Miss, Joe, with the 4.5.
Me too. Now,
really?
What are you gonna do? Yeah. Well, that's my team. Ole Miss.
That's your team.
That's my team. What do you mean? Why are you laughing?
Team.
Tell me why you're laughing.
Because you're a Penn State guy.
I'm not the Penn State guy.
You're a Penn State guy. You love backing this team, putting the jersey on, the whole bit. At least you now know as they're as gutless as they always are. At least you know it.
You know what? I should just jump in. No, I can't do that. I can't. I'm already
pot committed. You have Ole Miss +4.5.
I want them on the money line.
Well, you could take them on the money line yourself. For the sake of the show, you got Ole Miss +4.5.
Not going to pick up a game with me there. Well, I'll give you a shot the way you did it in the try to allow me to catch up, even though I went on a 9-1.
That's all fine and good. I go with my picks. I don't really care what you take. It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right.
And I actually kind of said it there first. I was kind of first in the pool with Ole Miss. for that. I came right out and said it. I said it, Joe. I said it.
I'm with you. All right? You drag me along. Drag me into the muck with you.
What about this? Okay, so we got the Music City Bowl, which is, of course, in Nashville, Saturday, 2 o'clock East. Auburn in Maryland. Auburn minus the 6.5. The total in this one's at 47.5 right now.
Yep.
I mean, I still can't believe this. I mean, how is this Tulia not playing in this game?
He's like, not. Jackson is. Billy Jackson.
But I'm saying, I know he's not. It's official. But, like, why? Like, what? No, I mean.
Billy,
like,
Edwards. I'm sorry.
Billy
got me thinking of Action Jackson. Billy Edwards. Billy, don't call me Gus Edwards is starting.
Auburn going to be missing a lot of guys on D.
So what are you saying?
I don't know. It's hard to back Maryland, right? Hard to back Loxley. Now, which Auburn team am I going to get without their defense? Am I going to get the team that lost to New Mexico State, or am I going to get the team that played Alabama to the death? Which Auburn team am I getting? What do you think?
I'm thinking this through. Peyton Thorne is playing in this ballgame.
Yeah, well, that doesn't exactly warm my heart that he's going to be out there.
Music City Bowl always goes over, I feel like. I'm going to take the over.
I'm on the under then. I'm on the under.
Wow, you did that as a principal play, huh?
I just, I like the whole, it always goes under. It always goes under.
I said it always goes over. What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. It always goes over. It always goes over. Not this year.
Look at you taking a stand, hero. Hero.
So you're on the over 47.5. I'm on the under.
I hope we run it right 47 down your throat. I hope Auburn puts up a 50 spot on their own. Run it, Hugh. Right down the Terps' throats.
Yeah, this is a blue collar type of game.
Yeah, blue
this
collar.
This is a 20 to
not
17 type
collar,
of game.
They're not playing Michigan. This is an SEC caliber team. Come on.
If I had to take a side, I'd probably lay it with Auburn.
Go, Travion. Go, Travion. Get those yards back.
I mean, you need him to bust some long runs here.
Will you stop? Don't worry about the bet. Just worry about your Missouri side.
That is all that I'm worried about. Believe me.
Devin Brown, number 4 pocket passer, according to the gurus at ESPN.
The gurus.
His comp is Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina.
Can't even get him a quarterback number. This guy's running around with 33.
I sort of like that he's wearing 33. I feel like he's like streetballing it. He's streetballing it. Let's street ball. Let's go.
When we come back, Joe, you're going to try to sell me on how Florida State, with basically picking up kids off of the rec team, the flag football team in the quad, are going to beat Georgia or hang around with Georgia in this game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night. 3rd and 20 here for Ohio State, Joe. They have not been getting anything cooking so far. I thought that was going to be a little run.
This game's a dead under, Carver.
Yeah, it kind of has that feel to it, right? At least 3 possessions in, it does. So they'll kick it back to Missouri. And listen, it's early, so maybe there'll
be
a little live over.
In the 30s, I think I'd jump in. Like,
yeah, it's 44.5 right now, so still got some meat on the bone here. Let me do actually this game before the other one. Wyoming and Toledo are going to play in Arizona. Wyoming, Joe, minus the 3.5. 44.5 is the total. Of course, this is the last game for longtime Wyoming coach Craig Bohl. going off into the sunset. I mean, we got to take Craig Bohl, right, Joe?
Yeah, I can't, I mean, blue collar, right? Blue collar. I mean, yeah, we're taking Craig Bohl in the under? I mean,
well, what does worry me a little bit is obviously, no offense. Toledo can score. And if they were able to get up a couple scores, Wyoming doesn't exactly have the tools, I feel like, to come back in that game.
They don't have the emotional fortitude.
Like, this game, they got to play this. Wyoming's got to play this at their style.
What game is this? Where is this played?
The Arizona Bowl. It's in
this
Arizona.
This is the one in the baseball stadium, right?
No, it is not the one in the baseball stadium.
It's the one where the Cardinals play?
No, it's not there either. Hold on. I will give you the exact location since you desire that.
Doesn't really matter to me.
They're playing Arizona Stadium. This is where Arizona plays, in Tucson.
Oh, so it's a fast track.
Fast track.
Want to go over the 44.5? I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over the 44.5.
That's my pick.
All right, so Toledo and Wyoming, over 44 and a hook for Joe. This 3.5 scares me, Joe.
Why? Why are you... you have to make up ground, that's why.
No, I'm not really so worried about that.
Oh, you think you got a puncher's chance?
Think you got a puncher's chance? If that game goes over, it's a Toledo game. I feel like. I'm going to take Wyoming. Let's get this one for Craig Bohl. I'm staying with it. Wyoming -3.5 for me, Joe. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going, and that's where I'm staying.
All right, tough guy.
All right. Let's send him out on the horse.
All right, maybe Wyoming wins 40-7.
Maybe they do. Orange Bowl. 4:00 East kick on Saturday. That's because ESPN's got the Dallas-Detroit NFL game that they're going to lead into with this. So Orange Bowl down at Hard Rock. You have Georgia and Florida State. We know the storylines here well, Joe. Of course, Florida State hosed, according to some, and didn't make the college football playoff. Mass exodus for this game. This is not even close to the same Florida State team that played, even beyond just Jordan Travis not there the last couple games. I mean, this is, you know, almost every starter not being involved in this game. And then you have Georgia on the other side, who was the two-time defending national champ, was basically on skates to the college football playoff again, and then got ran into Alabama in the SEC title game. And this just wasn't the kind of year where, despite being number one and undefeated, that they were able to stay in that top four because of how many good candidates there were in conference champions. So -20.5 for Georgia with a total of 44.5, Joe. I'll just tell you where I'm at because I kind of know where you're going, and I know you're going to give me a big breakdown here. I'm going to keep this very simple, too. I'm on the over 44.5. That's it for me. I'm taking the over.
The points. I'm taking Florida State. You want to give me 20.5, I'll take it. Look, I've been in this situation with Georgia, and I brought it up. I was on Game Time Decisions with K-Dubs. Hey, making all the rounds, huh? Look at this guy.
Yeah, well, that's what you
bells
do.
Bells and whistles, huh? Making all the rounds.
Follow him on the app.
Find them on the app. You're the most watched host, most watched, listened to, and
not
watched
true.
Host on the network. You are. The Billy Club special. Let me just say this. Georgia laid 11.5 to Texas. Same type of situation, right? Only Georgia was the team with all the opt-outs. They still lost the ballgame 28-21 due to motivation. I understand Keon Coleman, Johnny Wilson, Tay Rodemaker, everybody's out. I think those players that do play still want to carry the torch. Norvell is going to have a fantastic game plan. And you know what? I'm taking them +980 on the money line, and I'm going to take the 20.5 as well. That's it. Done. Mm-hmm. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
So you're going to take FSU with the 20.5. Now, what's Georgia bringing into this game?
Carson Beck is listed to play. Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards, everybody.
Well, no Brock Bowers, obviously. No Brock Bowers. No the
he
kid Mims, the tackle.
With the team. He did
it
travel.
It says here he's
that.
Opted out.
I'm just telling you, he traveled with the team.
He's not playing in the game. He ain't playing.
Okay.
Your boy Brock Vandegrift, the backup quarterback, he's leaving town too, huh? He's in the transfer portal.
Yeah, he went to Kentucky, I think.
You see that ETN's brother left Florida, he's going to Georgia? You see that, Joe?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, that's gutless to your rival.
We saw that a couple of years ago with Jermaine Burton from Georgia to Alabama. How do you do that? Wins a national championship at Georgia and then goes to Alabama. Now he's playing in the college football playoff, but I'm just saying.
So this hero Brock Glenn is going to be playing quarterback for Florida State, huh?
Yep, that's the kid that played against
Brock Glenn.
Hey, the kid's got mojo. I give him a lot of. The kid's got stones. Supposedly, the kid's got stones. Mm. All right. All right?
All right.
Kid's got stones of granite. He's going to stare down the barrel and pull the trigger.
By the way, I just saw a note on this Arizona game as I was scrolling past to get to Monday's games. So that I don't know if you might have heard you say this or not, but that quarterback for Toledo is not playing, huh?
Yeah, Daquan Flynn. Gleason, the backup.
That's a big deal.
Peasley is not that great for Wyoming, no?
Yeah, but I'm just saying to keep the game in Wyoming's type of game, that's a big deal that Finn's not playing. Finn scored a lot of points. All right, so we're good there. 20.5 Florida State for you and over 44. I think the game goes one or two ways, Joe, why I'm doing the 44.5. Either Georgia completely rips them in half and they probably go over 44.5 by themselves, or Florida State makes it a game and they're both in the 20s. So that's kind of my thinking with the 44.5. That's if you want a little reasoning behind.
I'm taking them on the money line. You want to give me an undefeated team 10-1? I don't care if it's a defending national champs. I'll take that any day of the week. 10-1? 10-1.
Relia Quest Bowl. Let's go to Monday now, Joe. Monday. So you got the three games before you get. I know these games are rough. These three before you get to the semis. Wisconsin and LSU will be in Tampa. I got that right, Joe? Yes, Tampa, right? The Relia Quest Bowl's Tampa?
Yeah, that used to be the Outback Bowl.
Used to be the Outback Bowl. The Outback.
I don't like that. I really don't like
Bloomin' Onion.
It's always the Outback Bowl, isn't it? I mean, come on.
It always will be.
Bloomin'
Onion. Remember they gave, like, everybody got, depending on which team won, everybody got either a Bloomin' Onion or a coconut shrimp or whatever they did. No Jaden Daniels, as we know, for LSU. No Braylon Allen for Wisconsin, among others on both sides. This is now LSU minus 9.5. 55.5 is the total. Are these wide receivers playing for LSU, Joe?
Well, Malik Nabers was supposed to play,
but he's had an injury
because he wanted to break Josh Reed's record. So I'm assuming that Nabers is in.
What does he need for that?
I think he needs like 80-something.
So is this going to be one of those on
play? Go, Travion! Go to the house! Give him a block!
He bumped into his own guy, Joe. Man, he would have been gone if he didn't bang into his own guy.
That's it! The kid's running downhill! The skates are off! The skates are off! Give him a block, Mbuka!
I don't know what I want to do here, Joe.
Sell out, man!
Nussmeier's playing for LSU.
A hat on a hat. Say it again.
Nussmeier's playing for LSU.
Nussmeier. He's not mobile in any capacity, but he can chuck it.
Jeez.
There goes Travion running downhill.
He's running downhill. Carver Lacey Sports Grid Radio 844-843-6879. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Ohio State drive stalled here, Joe. They got a 4th and 3 at the Missouri 26. So they went to a break. I'm guessing they're going to kick, Joe, when they come back.
They actually had Wildcat formation out there.
Oh, did they?
They did, but they called the timeout because Devin Brown's banged up.
Think about it.
The quarterback's banged up.
Is he?
Yep, they're taping his ankle. Not good. Mm,
not good at all.
Oh, he twisted it. Oh. Not good.
That's not good. So who do they got? Who's next?
Next man up.
Who's next, Joe?
I don't know.
Who else is coming through the door? Let's go. Who's next?
I tell you what. Is it Falco?
This kid can't even run. Yeah, they've... That's not a good scene.
Is it Shane?
I don't think it's Shane.
Falco, gotta have heart. I don't care as long as Trevion Henderson screams.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters to you, is that guy stays in there and he keeps pounding it.
That's it. Why should I care about anything else?
I agree. Why should
Thurman
you?
Thurman looks like the quarterback coming in. Thurman. I don't know.
Oh, your boy, Thurman? The Terminator?
I don't know. I think Devin Brown's going to be all right. They're taping him up.
The Terminator.
No, I don't know. I don't know who's the third string. I got to look to see now. We got twist. This is a dead under, though. I can tell you that right now. I'm not looking to play the over in any capacity. Not any capacity.
No.
The kid's limping. I mean, come on. You're getting a start. National television. Straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
He can't go. He can't go. He just shook his head. He can't go.
Yeah, he's finished. He's got nothing, Joe.
I mean, come on. Come on. They're going to run it the whole game.
They're going to run it.
Hang on. I'm reaching out to my contacts out there in Columbus.
You got your contacts?
And we're reaching out to my contacts out there in Columbus.
All right, Joe, what are you going to go with here for Wisconsin and LSU?
Lincoln, let's not spend too much time in these. Is a freshman. What game are we talking about?
Wisconsin LSU. What are you going
with? I'm taking LSU. I'm laying it. God, any day of the week I'm going to lay it with Nussmeier, and I don't care. Brian Kelly against Luke Fickell. Good luck with taking anything else. You want to take the under, the over? I think they run it right down their throat.
I'm gonna take the over, Joe.
I was over the over too.
Over 55.5.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and LSU. LSU hasn't stopped anybody all year. I'm sure that ain't gonna change with the backups coming in. So maybe Wisconsin will run it a little bit. Fick will have a moment. Who knows? Citrus Bowl in Orlando. Iowa and Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's -6.5 for the Vols. 35.5 is the total.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over. I might alt this straight through to 50.
You're sick.
I'm not kidding.
You really are.
Why am I sick?
Because these Iowa games are always under,
yes!
Joe. They're always under. But they're always under.
Listen to me for a second. You don't have to buy in, but the one thing Tennessee does that nobody in the Big Ten does is tempo. Tennessee runs quick as anybody in the nation in terms of play. That'll wear down Iowa's defense, and all they do is run it. I'm telling you, Tennessee's tempo is going to wear them down. They're going to be ripping off 50-yard runs. I'm only looking Tennessee, but I'm taking the over as my best play. Over in this ball game, I'm telling you, this total's going to blow right through it. I feel so confident about this. You know what? I put out the crypto play with the Sun Bowl. Crypto, double, triple, catalytic converter. Everything you made on the Sun Bowl and Liberty Bowl, you put it together. If we don't win, no problem. You get the college basketball, NFL playoff package, absolutely free with the promo code JOESAHUMP.
I'm taking Tennessee -6.5.
I'm going over. Joe's a hump. Promo code. Absolutely. absolutely free. We're going to run it. We're going to score. We're gonna 40, run. 50. How high do we go up in this game?
I don't know. You go ahead and take care of it. Liberty and Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl, 1 o'clock East on Monday afternoon.
I want the points. I want the points. Give them to me.
You're sick. You really
are. I want them. You've been talking up Bo Nix. Come on, tough guy. Now's your chance. Liberty outright.
Liberty outright. I'm thinking the over 67.5.
I just want to see something right now. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Florida State money line, Liberty money line, and over 50 in Iowa, Tennessee. That's going to pay like about $30,000. On a $100 bet.
Go see what you can get for that.
I'm going to tell you what that pays. I have to do it now, Carver.
You can do it small. Yeah, why not?
All right, ready? So this is what it pays. Liberty, Florida State, and the alt over in Tennessee, 50, would pay 48.5 will do. 48.5.
That's
$100.
It,
pays 37,000.
Wow.
I have to do it. I have to do it on principle, no?
A principle play.
Principle play. Florida State money line. Principle play. Liberty money line. Parlay. Not two, three. Over 48.5, Iowa, Tennessee. Promo code Joe's a Hump. Your catalytic converter. 2024 crypto play parlay of the decade.
Parlay of the decade. There it is.
Parlay of the decade. Not silver, not platinum. The Bitcoin penultimate. That's a big word on the network. The penultimate.
All right, Joe. Let's get to the real deal here, okay? Let's go. College football playoff. Of course, you'll be a big part of the coverage here on the grid. College football today, Monday, right after me. Actually, me and Ranieri are doing these early games on in-game live from noon to 3 East. And then you and the crew will come in to preview the first game. Pharrell and the crew will do that Rose Bowl. And then you guys will come back and do this Sugar Bowl in the nightcap. Let's start with the Rose Bowl, Joe. 5 o'clock East, the sun rolling in Pasadena. Great scene, as always. The parade, the pomp and circumstance, everything that goes on there. That's for sure. As we have Alabama and Michigan. Michigan minus 1.5. 44.5 is the total, Joe.
I told you this. The one concern that I have about Alabama is twofold. It is the offensive line and their inability in terms of the lack of consistency with the rushing attack. They've given up 40-plus sacks. That's a cause of concern. Rushing attack averaging around 4.7 yards per carry compared to last year with Jahmyr Gibbs and Jace McClellan. It was 5.5 yards per carry. And I still think the front seven of Michigan does force Jalen Milroe into mistakes. I know they have to equate for his athleticism, but I don't care. I'm taking Michigan more blue collar. The line hasn't moved. Everybody's going to be in on Alabama. I think it's a one-score game much of the way. Michigan tacks on a late one. I do feel they could win this ball game by 10 points. That's it.
Yeah, I think Alabama's going to win the game, Joe. I do. But that's actually not where I'm going to go for our pick. So you're going Michigan minus 1.5?
Yep.
All right. I think Alabama's going to win the game. And that's not just my letting the futures do the talking, which I guess I kind of am because you know I have a bunch of Alabama tickets to win the whole thing. But I think the play I like the most in this game specifically is I like the over 44.5. I think there's gonna be points in this game. I think this game's an over. I think the second game's an under. I really do. So I'm gonna go over 44.5 here for the show.
Not a bad one.
As my selection, and because I think both teams are gonna get in the 20s.
All right.
In this game. No matter who wins, I think that both teams are going to be able to get there. So, Bama, Michigan, over 44.5 for me. You are going to take Michigan minus the 1.5. The nightcap, Sugar Bowl, Bourbon Street, Texas and Washington, Penix and Ewers, -4.5 for Texas, 62.5, Joe. It's come down a little bit.
Yeah, I still, Carver, I know you got the ticket. I know you're pot committed, but I like Washington. It's a rematch of last year. I think Penix has the weapons to challenge Texas's defense over the top. I think those type of playmakers could open up the rushing attack. Dylan Johnson playing well. And here's the thing. I understand Texas has played tight games, but Washington has played tight games down the stretch, meaning with all the chips in the middle of the table. And I understand Texas, there was no margin of error, but Washington was undefeated. They could not afford to lose, right, at all. The pressure was on them. They beat Oregon twice, battle-tested, veteran quarterback. And I like DeBoer, very underrated coach. I love his defense. Give me Washington outright. I like them plus the 4 for the sake of the show.
Washington plus the 4. So I like Washington as well, Joe. I think Washington is going to win. I do. And I'm going to take them as well. Now, hope maybe if I'm down a game going into this last one, whatever, I guess I'll have a chance maybe to tie you in the national championship game. But I'm not going to try to go after you. I like it too much, Joe. I'm staying with it. Washington plus the 4.5. I think they're going to win the game, too. So we're on the same side.
Good.
Yeah, we're on the same side for that one. I got plenty of other opportunities. If I haven't caught you by here, it is what it is. We got the same pick for the Sugar Bowl on Monday night. So good job here, Joe. We got everything in for all these bowls.
Your favorite game. Your favorite game the rest of the way.
Are you saying like non-college football playoff division? Because obviously those are obviously the games that
favorite game the rest of the way.
These games aren't great. I've liked these games the last few days a lot more than this. I think that if I had to pick one out of Saturday and Monday non-playoff, I think I like the over in that Georgia-Florida State game more than anything else. I think the number's way too low. I think it's way too low.
I love the over in Iowa. To me, that is the total that I can't wait to watch that game.
Can't wait to watch it.
I can't wait. I am going to alt that. I'm going to put that parlay in, too, because if that parlay hits and I don't have a piece of it, I'm going to be sick.
All right, so there you go, Joe. Bowl season. It's going to be a fun weekend. We have a lot more to do here tonight. By the way, 3-0 Ohio State, and you're right about this being a dead under. I think Missouri just punted it back to them, right, Joe? They're going to start on their own 9.
Did they? I was talking. I wasn't
look
even
at Eli
attention.
Here. They got your boy Drinkwitz on the screen now. This is an extension game for him. Playing for a nice fat extension. Going to that AD. I beat Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Give me more money. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So Missouri's got the ball back, Joe, at midfield. Quick 3-and-out. And Brown, that kid, he can't even move, Joe. I don't know why he's out there.
I know.
He's got all kinds of problems. You know who's all over? That 15 on Missouri, Joe, on defense. That kid is everywhere, man.
He's going
everywhere.
He is
all over the field.
Lights out. He's all over the place today. And was that a fumble? I didn't see it. Did the ball come out here?
It did. But it fell back. But Brown fell on it. Oh, it did come out. I got to tell you, that thing was moving as he was on his way to the ground. I guess they kind of fell on it, Joe, and they maybe blew the whistle because he was down. But I thought that ball was coming out when he was on it. Doesn't matter. They've already kicked
it. Coming.
And Missouri's got it at midfield. And
this
away they go
be,
here. And they're going to run
10-3
it.
Game? 10-3 if we're lucky?
Probably. There'll probably be a little bit of scoring at some point. It's down to 38.5. I mean, I don't know if either team gets to 20 right now. The way they're going. We say that now. Things could change, obviously. I mean, look at that Kentucky-Clemson game today, Joe. I mean, that game was a dead under, And then the explosion in the fourth quarter of that one. Just glad we had 4.5 and not 3, like everyone else is at this afternoon.
I know.
So. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll do all the NFL preview and picks in hour two. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo.